Auckland's latest community case of COVID-19 is a shop assistant who spent Wednesday at work while waiting for the results of a test. Health officials say she called in sick, but after talking to her boss, put on a mask and went in anyway. Her employer has since denied this. First Union says the case raises questions about employees coming under pressure not to take sick leave. Let's talk with Brett O'Reilly, Chief Executive of the Employers and Manufacturers Association. Hi there, Brett. Kia ora.
Morena, Susie.
Firstly, let's talk about businesses in Auckland CBD. They're going to be doing it tough again.
Yes, you know, it isn't an ideal situation. And in fact, I have two of my staff who were in Smith and Coe last weekend who are working from home today. So, it is a very difficult and disappointing situation.
We're going to get further information later on in the day. Are you anticipating there being some kind of lockdown? And if so, what will that mean for business?
I'm not anticipating a lockdown. I think from the information that we're getting this morning, it appears that this is linked to an existing cluster. And also the guidelines that we got from the Ministry of Health and the COVID response team last night suggested that some of the contact with the employee in question was not as close as maybe first speculated. So the warning advice was stay at home. If you may have been in those areas, but no requirement necessarily to test unless you were in specific locations. So I think it'll be a wait and see and just carefully monitoring it. I think the last thing anybody wants is for us to go into another lockdown situation, given the impact that it has on the economy and on individuals. And I think the approach that the government's taken has been a reflection of that objective, and also a different way of managing these things.
Mm. I suppose it's one thing if you can work from home. I guess you just get on with your day. But in these jobs, of which there are very many, where you can't work from home, should businesses be ever asking staff when they're sick to come into work?
No, they shouldn't. I mean, good practice, whether it's COVID-19 or anything else, is if you're sick, stay home. That's what we have consistently said to our members and the businesses that we deal with through the COVID helpline. That is best practice, and that's what businesses should be doing. It seems that there's some doubt in this case as to who said what between the manager of the store and the employee. But best practice is simple. If you're not feeling well, stay home.
But what if you've used up all your sick leave?
Well, that's an issue that we deal with every day through our helpline and our advice line around businesses.
What's your advice? If someone's, they've had a COVID test, or even if they haven't had a COVID test, they've got a bit of a sore throat, they've used up all their sick leave, what happens?
Well, there are other options. They can use an annual leave day. They can take leave without pay, or they can talk to the employer. And we've found from our experience that employers are pretty flexible. The last thing they want is to have a staff member come to work and potentially get other people sick.
So the thing is, though, that if you are asking people to take leave without pay or take a holiday day when you're ill, people are not going to want to do that, are they? So they're just not going to tell their employer.
Yeah, if they've used up their sick leave, which is not always the case. But what we've found, Susie, is that in those situations, employers are pretty flexible. If it's made clear, if an employee says to an employer, I think I might have COVID-19, they will tell them, please don't come to work. And whether they've got a sick leave day or not, they'll be flexible. That's our experience from this to date. There is a hypothetical situation where they may have used up their sick leave, but in most cases all cases that I've dealt with, the employers have said, look, just don't come to work. We don't want to take the risk. Mm-hmm. And that's certainly the approach I take with my own staff.
Yep.
The cost to your business of potentially having to close or having people not coming to work because of this just completely outweighs the cost of a day off.
Thank you very much for your time. Chief Executive of the Employers and Manufacturers Association, Brett O'Reilly there.